Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about evolution and intelligent design. I'm Tom Gilson. This is launch week for Australian biochemist Michael Denton's newest book, titled Children of Light, The Astonishing Properties of Sunlight That Make Us Possible. To mark the occasion, we're bringing you a six-minute excerpt from the Discovery Institute documentary, Privileged Species. In the segment, you'll hear Michael Denton and the documentary narrator focus on the finely tuned properties of sunlight and Earth's atmosphere, both fine-tuned for creatures like us. The new book, the latest in Denton's Privileged Species series, follows the journey of light as it beams down from our sun through the protective blanket of our atmosphere to the Earth, where it powers photosynthesis and unlocks the oxygen needed for life. In the book, Denton explores how visual light allows the high acuity vision that led us to civilization and technology. He shows how light is just one crucial piece in the larger story of our fine-tuned place in the cosmos. Or, as he puts it in his new book, whatever the cause and whatever the ultimate explanation, nature appears to be fine-tuned to an astonishing degree for beings of our biology. Denton is a senior fellow of Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. He holds an MD from Bristol University and a PhD in biochemistry from King's College in London. His scientific technical articles have appeared in Nature, Nature Genetics, Biosystems, Biology and Philosophy, and various other prestigious science journals. Denton is also the author of the path-breaking books Nature's Destiny, How the Laws of Biology Reveal Purpose in the Universe, and Evolution, A Theory in Crisis. And now, the documentary excerpt. The first voice you will hear is the documentary's narrator. The second voice, Michael Denton.
Getting the oxygen we need for life involves a stunning series of coincidences. On our planet, plants utilize the energy of sunlight to manufacture sugars and other essential organic compounds by a process known as photosynthesis. Photosynthesis converts radiant energy from the sun into a form of stored chemical energy that plants can use. But along the way, photosynthesis also generates an important waste product, oxygen. In other words, the same process that supplies the energy plants need just happens to also produce a waste product that supplies energy to humans and many other animals. If that weren't amazing enough, photosynthesis must have access to just the right kind of energy in order to work.
And what energy does the photosynthesis need? It's the very small region of the electromagnetic spectrum, which is the visual region. This is the region which powers photosynthesis. In fact, it's light. Light energy. Light energy has the correct characteristics to raise the atoms of organic chemistry to levels for chemical interactions. So light is the right electromagnetic energy for photosynthesis. When you look at the sun, you find the sun turns out nearly all of its energy in the visible spectrum. So the sun is pouring out just the energy you need for photosynthesis. And so the radiant energy output of the sun happens to be in exactly the same region of the electromagnetic spectrum that you need for photosynthesis.
The Earth's atmosphere has just the right composition to allow the visible light we need to reach the surface of the planet, while largely absorbing many other kinds of radiation that are dangerous to life.
There are an awesome set of coincidences in the atmosphere which happen to allow the light of the sun to come right down to the surface of the Earth, where it can empower photosynthesis, where miraculously the atmosphere blocks out lots of other forms of radiation and allows that the life-giving light to get to the planetary surface to allow photosynthesis to occur so you can have oxygen. But the amazing thing about the window in the atmosphere is UV, gamma radiation, dangerous radiations are blocked out. And so the light of the sun comes right down to the Earth where oxygen can be manufactured.
Other coincidences allow just the right amount of oxygen to exist in our atmosphere, but not more.
We need a lot of oxygen. We need 250 mils of oxygen every minute. As you're sitting there, you're breathing there, relaxing, you're using up 250 mils of oxygen every minute. It's incredible. That's the amount of oxygen you need to maintain your energy levels. And to get this amount of oxygen, you need to take it from a in atmosphere. And you need about 20% or so oxygen in the atmosphere to get sufficient to feed your metabolic needs.
The problem with needing so much oxygen in the atmosphere is that oxygen is dangerous because it's so reactive. If you have too much of it in the atmosphere, you can have spontaneous combustion. Fortunately, the form of oxygen prevalent in our lower atmosphere is diatomic. That means two atoms of oxygen typically combine together into a molecule. Diatomic oxygen happens to be much less reactive so long as the temperature is below 50 degrees centigrade or 122 degrees Fahrenheit.
And this allows, in fact, quite a high level of oxygen in the atmosphere without spontaneous combustion.
The properties of diatomic oxygen mean our atmosphere has just the right level of oxygen we need for living. Not too little and not too much.
If you raise the level of oxygen much more than 20%, perhaps certainly more than 30%, you'd have raging spontaneous fires all over the place here, okay?
An equally serendipitous property of diatomic oxygen is that it does not absorb heat, which has helped prevent a massive increase in Earth's surface temperature that would wipe out life as we know it.
Oxygen is not a greenhouse gas. And that's a very good job, isn't it? Because basically, as oxygen levels increased over the last 1,000 million years from nothing to the current levels of about 20%, if it had been a greenhouse gas, forget it, we wouldn't be sitting here. In fact, oxygen absorbs no incoming radiant heat because it's a diatomic molecule. You need triatomic molecules to be greenhouse gases. So let's be very thankful that there's another coincidence here, that dioxygen is not triatomic, it's diatomic. It doesn't absorb any heat. So this huge change in oxygen levels in the history of the Earth can occur without any effect on the heat balance of the Earth. So another one of the coincidences in the properties of oxygen which allow us to be sitting in this room now, breathing this life-giving gas, okay?
So it goes on and on and on. There's one coincidence after another. And as I say, as far as science is concerned, these things facilitate beings like ourselves. And you can say in scientifically that in fact the universe is fit for beings like ourselves to use oxygen, right? Mm-hmm. But an obvious inference is that this is certainly consistent with traditional design hypothesis, right?
That was Michael Denton, author of the exciting new book, Children of Light, The Astonishing Properties of Sunlight That Make Us Possible. Check it out at Amazon, available in paperback and Kindle editions. That's Children of Light by Michael Denton. For ID the Future, this has been Tom Gilson. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.